Welcome back to the F590 show. We are chasing Bob Nightingale from USAtoday.com. When I was texting with him earlier, he said that he was going to be on a train to Kansas City and wasn't sure if how the connection was going to be, but we were going to try, see if we can get him on here to talk about a piece that he wrote for USAtoday.com about Albert Pujols hitting number 600 and the overall general perception of it. It seemed like there wasn't much fanfare about the whole thing. You normally, that's something that you think would be just universally celebrated, but now because of the way the power numbers just, we're not in all power numbers anymore in baseball. It's just kind of like everybody just kind of yawns.
More people have walked on the moon than have hit 600 home runs in Major League Baseball.
And it's amazing how that's kind of met with a yawn.
Just think about that again. Something that we all do, a game we all play, even though it's a fairly pedestrian matter since we're little kids, less people have hit 600 home runs in the professional league of that than have conquered physics and walked on the freaking moon.
And
that's incredible.
And no real serious allegations of PEDs other than from a couple of yahoos that used to work at this radio station a few years ago. But other than that,
not this station.
What's that?
Wasn't this station.
Well, this frequency, I guess I should say. Not this station. But other than that, I mean, everybody for the most part thinks that Pujols is clean. So it's not like the A-Rod thing where everybody's kind of like, who cares with A-Rod? Everybody knows that A-Rod was on something. So no one really cared about it, but as far as we know, Pujols is clean. Won, you know, two World Series. He's won some MVPs. Seems to be an overall great guy. Does a lot of work for kids with Down syndrome. I think what a lot of it has to do with the fact that he plays on the West Coast, and he plays for the second-tier team in Los Angeles. I mean, even people in L.A. don't care about the Angels. The only time they ever really cared about the Angels is when they won the World Series back in, what was it, 2002. Other than that, they don't care. People in L.A. don't care about the Angels. I listened to a lot of Los Angeles radio during the whole relocation thing, and they didn't talk about the Angels once. It was Lakers-Dodgers relocation. Lakers-Dodgers relocation. That was it. Is that Bob? Okay.
Baby O's trying. He's trying to jump in on Mr. Nightingale's
podium. Oh, well, I mean, I don't think we're going to get to Bob right now, so we'll just go ahead and we'll give this a lot of time here to one and only Mr. Baby O. Baby O, how are you, sir?
I'm listening to the music. How you gentlemen doing this evening?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, first of all, good evening, everybody. Couple of things. I think with Albert Pujols, you hit the nail on the head. If you were playing a few miles down the road in Los Angeles, it would be a big deal.
I agree.
And not only people in California don't really care, and Los Angeles don't care about the Anaheim Angels. Look where they are in the standings. I think if they were in first place, it may even get a little boost when I'm playing in Anaheim. You know, he's playing on a team that's not really good. Now, I think if he was still with St. Louis, I think it would have more meaning for one thing.
Oh, I think so. I'm with you on that 100%.
Yeah, for one thing, it would be 600 home runs with the same team. And I think that would have a lot more, media appeal. As far as he's concerned, 600 is 600. I'm not like everybody else. I think the home run has the same meaning to me as it did in the 80s, 90s, and now. People are talking about, oh, the home run doesn't have the effect it did. To me, it does.
I just think that since 1998, we've kind of become a little bit desensitized to it because you had the home run chase, and then you had Barry Bonds break the single-season record and then the all-time record, and then you had A-Rod and his quest for 600 as well.
That's
so
true, but you're forgetting the cardinal rule here, and I don't mean to make a pun there. St. Louis loves itself from St. Louis.
Oh, you're right
and
about
so
that.
So if he did it in a cardinal uniform,
I would say that
sanitizing would be palpable in any way, shape, or form in the city of St. Louis had he still been a Cardinal. We wouldn't have given a rat's anything about any allegations, the area he came out of, anything. It would have just
You could
been,
make the argument that his 600 was a bigger deal here than it was in Los Angeles.
Exactly my point.
And you know something? If he were still here, Busch Stadium would become the biggest Catholic church because when he hit it, 47,000 people would genuflect right in, right at Busch Stadium when he did it.
I think you're right. And yeah. I think another thing that's funny, too, is that remember when he signed with Anaheim back in 2012?
Oh, man.
And, oh, my God. There were so many people so angry with him. And it was – I remember it was shortly at – this was the most B-fib thing I think I've ever seen. It was shortly after he signed with the Angels that the great Stan Musial passed. And someone had a cartoon or made up a meme that said, rest in peace, Stan. Albert, that's the real way to sign with the Angels. And I'm like, that is the most B-fib thing I think I've ever seen entire life.
That is so St. Louis.
It's such a St. Louis thing. And then, you know, the Cardinals had so much playoff success after Pujols left that every single time that the Cardinals would make it into the postseason and the Angels wouldn't, I would see the meme on Facebook or on Twitter where, you know, it was like Yachty wanting to, or Pujols wanting Yachty to come over and spend the night like they're little kids, and Yachty saying, I can't, I got to go play in the playoffs, and how everybody was kind of like pointing and laughing at Albert, and now those same people, you know what I'm talking about then.
Oh,
and
yeah.
all those same people who were pointing and laughing at Albert, now on Albert back on the team because they see the lack of power on this Cardinal team. They're also seeing that, you know what, Matt Carpenter really isn't that good of a first baseman.
You know, even with his batting average the way it is, I would love to have Pujols sitting in that number three spot right now because I think he would be a better hitter maybe here in St. Louis. I don't know. And let's face it, Pujols is 37, allegedly.
He's 37, and like his power numbers are still there. The average isn't as great, obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how great those numbers are because that he's not playing first base every day. And he's not, you know, having to tax his body as much as he had in the past. But,
well, you know, Father Time is still undefeated.
Absolutely. Except that, I heard Rocchio say this a couple days ago on the Midday Grind. Father Time needs to step up his hockey game, though, because it seems like those hockey players play until, like, they're 50.
Couple of them in there. Which one is that? The guy that played with Edmonton, is he still playing in the league?
Well, I know Jaromír Jagr is still playing for
Jagr,
Florida,
he's
and he's got to be what every bit of like almost 44.
Yeah, he's 43, 44 years old. But I want to touch on the Cardinals real quick. I didn't get to hear the first part of your show, so I don't know if you touched on it. When Colton Wong comes back, what's going to happen with Johnny Peralta?
He'll be released.
Do you think he's going to be released?
At this point, Baby-O, I'd be stunned if he wasn't because the way that DeJong has been playing, there's no reason not to keep him up. And Johnny Peralta, I understand that he had the extended stint on the DL and he has been playing every day, but I think he's the only batter with an X number of at-bats in Major League Baseball that does not have an RBI and does not have an extra base hit. There's no reason to keep him around. And as caller Jim pointed out in the first segment too, they asked him to take some ground balls at first base, and he refused to do it, saying, "Well, it's almost halfway through the season. I'm not going to do that." So somewhat at that point in his career, do you really want to try to learn a new trick? I think Peralta has seen the writing on the wall. I think he knows that his time is over. I had a laugh at somebody earlier today when they tried telling me, well, why release him? Why not trade for him? I'm like, who's going to trade for Johnny Peralta?
Hey, you know, I heard somebody else the other day talking about maybe the Cardinals are playing him. They're quote-unquote trying to showcase him for a trade.
Well, they're doing a bad job of it because he's doing nothing at the plate.
I think one day, if the best way to showcase him is not to play him.
Yeah.
And, one quick thing, if there ever was a person who is affected by change of scenery, check Matt Adams, what he's doing down in Atlanta.
You're right about that. Matt Adams down in Atlanta, how much would we like to have him back playing first base? And here's another one, too. And I agree with the move that the Cardinals made, and that was, you know, not keeping Matt Holliday at that price. And he's playing first base and he's DHing. So who knows what kind of numbers he'd be having if he was still playing left field. But Matt Holliday, his power numbers are still pretty good, too. So, I mean, part of me really hopes this Cardinals team – I said this last year, too, and the B-fibs, they kind of they clutch their pearls and gasped at me. I kind of hope they really just suck the rest of the season and then just start the rebuild. Let's get the younger players in. Let's trade Matt Carpenter and try to get somebody younger in. Let's trade Lance Lynn, get some younger pieces in, and let's just build with what we have.
But you know what, though? I don't want Matt Adams here because I don't think in this environment, for whatever reason he is, he's putting up power numbers down in Atlanta. But I don't think he would do that here playing first base. It's just something about it. He didn't seem relaxed here.
Well, no, because he probably didn't know. Okay, like every day he woke up, he probably had no idea if and when he was going to be playing. Am I playing first base? Am I playing left field? Am I batting fourth? Am I batting fifth? Am I batting eighth?
Exactly.
There's probably lots of that too. And also, I heard that new stadium that they have in Atlanta, that it's a bam box too. That it's a hitter's park. So that it might have something to do with it as well. We have a text coming.
You know, I don't think, but Busch Stadium is really, really not that bad, you know, for hitters. But I just think that when you walk up in the morning, when you know your name is going to be on the lineup card, and you know position you're playing, I think it kind of eases you once you get up to the plate.
I agree with that. I've heard Al Hrabowski say this.
Has done him well, and I don't think he'd be doing what he's doing down there here. One day he wouldn't be playing as much.
You're right about that. And I've heard Al Hrabowski say this many times, that baseball players are creatures of habit. The more that they're stuck, the more that they're in a routine, the better they're going to be. I just think that this Cardinals team really is. I think the organization is in a pretty big mess. I heard, what was it yesterday, day before, they said that Reynald Grichuk hasn't even played a game down in A-ball in Palm Beach. He's just been doing just nothing but batting practice. I'm like, okay.
That's exactly what we should have seen coming, though, because it was clear that it wasn't about getting at bats to get his confidence up. That makes so much sense.
He's gonna be ready to go by when? After the All-Star break?
No, obviously not.
I'm not asking rhetorically, if he hasn't played in one game since then.
But then again, I don't think at any point him playing games down there was in any way, shape, or form the point of sending him down there. He'll come back up when the coaches down there say, listen, whatever it was in his swing, whatever it was that was holding him back, he's got it fixed.
Then
we'll probably see him get tune-up games in AAA.
He was basically expected to learn to be reading Shakespeare, and they're like, yeah, he can't read it, so they had to knock him all the way down to C-spot run.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
Reynald Grichuk played his last game as a Cardinal.
I'm kind of with you on that one. Baby O, go ahead, sir.
Finally, again, Wade Davis goes on DL, and the Cardinals get mooned out in the ninth inning by a 42-year-old reliever. What does that say? Take care, guys.
Have a good night, baby. Oh, we'll take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Pete Jensen from the NHL Network. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.